Labrit, I greet you all in Jesus' name. Before everything, can we pray? My Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, how good you are, O God. Thank you for your congregation who is present here. We are requesting so that your glory may shine into our people. We are here to hear from you, O God. Help us. In Jesus' name. Amen. I am by name Gerald Pitegereza, and I love you so much. I thank God who brought us together. You know, normally in Africa we have much time. We have enough time. But in Europe, you don't have time like ourselves. So since I'm in Europe, I want to become a European. Sorry, I wanted to remove my jacket, but it's too cold. So just bear with me and forgive me. Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm a married man. One wife. And six children. And I thank God for your love, which you have really to Africa. You love Africa so much. When you send missionaries there, really, they did and they are still doing a great work. You have a seed of God. We love you so much. Okay. We are reading in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 47. It goes as follows. I think we should read in our Latvian language. We want to see the advice for transformation from God. Indeed, the Lord loves His church, and He loved His church, and He will still love His church. And when I talk about His church, not just a building, but it's your heart and my heart. Now, what do I mean? The Lord loved you, and I too. He is still loving me and you, and He will still love me and you. As our Father, He normally gives advice all the time. And his advice are good if really you are obedient. He said that He had made us light of the world. I'm sorry, in Africa we normally speak louder and louder.
So if I speak louder, you just say like this, and then I will know. Just say like this, then I will know. I am good in getting corrections. If you correct me, then I will appreciate.
So the Lord gave you and gave me a responsibility. He said that I am the light and you are the light of the world. And really, when the Lord said this, when he said, majority of Christians, they don't know their responsibilities. If we knew our responsibilities, some of us could not misbehave. We got a strong appointment in this world. It's an appointment from heaven, not from our presidents, not from our church leaders, but appointment which came from heaven. But sadly, the body now, many people have sold their appointments to Satan. They have sold, they have given the appointment to Satan. They have given that appointment to Satan. Yes. We were given appointment by the Lord. And after getting those appointments, some people, some Christians have sold those appointments to Satan. You will find that, especially in nowadays, many people have no time to talk to God. They don't have time to come before the Lord. They don't have time to discuss with the Lord. They are no longer having time to seek advice from the Lord. But they have time to discuss with the devil. Some people are asking me, they are asking themselves that you man, people can discuss with the devil, I will tell you. The answer is yes. A very big yes. You see, in our days we say that we are getting technology. In Uganda we say that we are in a world of .com. .com. Oh yeah, everything is just run by technology. We have computers, we have internet, and so on. People are just wasting their time just seeing those people men and men having weddings. Women and women having weddings. I don't know here in Europe if it's true, if you are like Africans. People are just, they're just spending their time watching over those things. And that's what you call technology. Do you agree with me that we have sold our appointments to Satan? It's bad. And what we call technology, many families are now destroyed. Majority of men are no longer respecting their wives. Some men, they leave their wives and they go away to other wives which who are not recognized. Do you see the technology which you are boasting in, that you have, you are in the world which is advanced? How do you boast that you are in an advanced world? Moreover, your families are destroyed. Today is a call from the Lord that we are now the light of the world. We are not to give Satan a chance to disturb us. You know what he said, what the Lord said in Luke chapter 8? That God's mercy is still into action. God's mercy is still available. God's mercy is available. So he's calling you and I. He's calling you and me. Since you have been away from him, we have been lost from him. Today is a real time and a free time. He is still calling. My son, my daughter, come to me. Come to me. Do you remember when Jesus was on earth? Of course, he was doing his mission. And one day he was called by a certain man called Jairus. He was called by a certain man called Jairus. Jairus' daughter was sick. And she was dying. But then Jairus knew that Jesus had power to restore or to heal his child. You know, when you call upon the name of Jesus, he can't delay. When Jesus heard that Jairus is calling him, he began his journey to Jairus. There was a woman who had an issue of blood. All the time, problem of blood. I think you ladies, you understand me properly. This woman suffered a lot. But when he heard that Jesus was coming to Jairus, of course there is no one who could like to come closer to that woman, because she was smelling badly. This woman decided that at least if I can touch only on Jesus' clothes, I will be okay. Jesus is open to each and every person. Why are you just carrying your problems when Jesus is there? Jesus was with many people. And these people never wanted this lady to touch or to come closer to Jesus. But the lady said, "No, I am determined to touch Jesus." Until I touch him, otherwise I cannot rest and I cannot go back. The woman did whatever she could, and then she came and touched Jesus. After touching Jesus, it was her real miracle. Even today, the Lord is still calling. He is calling. Do you know what he said in Isaiah? He said that really, I produced children. And I gave them breast. I gave them milk. But when they grew, they rejected me. But if they come back, I forgive their sins. This is why Jesus is there. That's why it is the reason why he came. He came to cleanse us. Don't say that, no, for me I am an African. Don't say that, for me I am an African, I have no problem. No, I'm an European, I have no problem. Who told you that? Why do you trust into these things which will disappear so soon? Don't make any friendship with this world. The world has no friendship with a Christian. So it's time to say that, God, forgive me. I know, you know your weakness, and I know my weakness. You know your needs, and I know my needs. But what we have in common, we have one Jesus. And we have one heaven. And really, you like it or not, the world is getting expired. It's getting old. The world is getting old. Do you remember that in time of Noah, people could eat and drink and dress properly? Our pastor Noah could preach, but people could not understand. The way our pastors all the time are preaching to us. If we can respect the Lord and hear what his servant said, then we shall be okay. When Noah could preach, people could say that, no, this is a crazy man. He's very crazy. He's... But time came when the people cried. And that was the end of that generation. During Sodom and Gomorrah, those who have Bibles, maybe if you have a Bible and then you read it, you will find that during Sodom and Gomorrah, time came when people could not remember God. A man could marry a man. A woman could marry a woman. I think you have ever heard of this, but you don't answer. You have ever heard of this? You have ever heard of that a man is marrying a man? And a woman marrying a woman. So now I want you to recall that time of Sodom and Gomorrah. If at all you believe that this is the word of God, people could enjoy life the way they want. And the Lord said, that if you see such things happening, make sure that even the end is also approaching. Are those things there now? So what do you think as a Latvian person who is wise? What do you think as a Latvian person who is wise? So, my brother, my sister, it's time for restoration. Time for restoration. The Lord said in Revelation that He is still calling, my son, my daughter, can you open for me? Can you open for me? He is a beloved father. Even if I have any type of sin, He forgives. Even if you have any type of sin, he forgives. Where are you today? Where am I today? It's time for restoration. Time for restoration. Don't trust your job and don't trust your money. There is a time, a bad time, when your job, when your money cannot help you at all. Time when your wisdom or your PhDs or your degrees can't help you at all. Time when your color, your skin color cannot help you at all. It's time for restoration. Can we pray before I leave the pulpit? My Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Really, it is time for restoration. I pray that your word may enter into each and every person's heart. Forgive us, Lord. Lead us, O God. Let us come to you so that we may be lights for the world and the salvation may continue. Thank you for this church, O God. Bless each and every person. We pray and believe in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you.